Blog Talk Radio.
Cable guy!
No thanks. I don't need cable. I have Verizon 5G internet.
5G internet? Never heard of it.
5G ultra wideband? It's way better.
Oh, I see. So somehow, your home is connected to the information superhighway on Verizon's ultra-fast 5G network. Wirelessly.
Yeah.
Magically beaming powerful invisible internet into some sorcerer's box without miles and miles of this. Mm-hmm, yeah, right. Mm-hmm, yeah, right.
Mm-hmm, yeah, right.
Wait. Can I see it?
Sure.
Whoa. They must have locked you into quite a contract.
Nope.
Hidden fees?
I love those.
Nope. Price is the price.
This may be illegal. And you could spend time in a correctional facility. I'm going to need to know who installed this.
Me. It's plug and play. But you can have Verizon install it.
Nice, man.
Well, let me juice you up at work.
Got one at my shop, too. Runs my business.
Reception's good. But I'll come back tomorrow and double check.
No, I don't think we'll need you to come. I'm sorry. I can't hear you. I have my fingers in my ears. Cable guy!
Everything changes. You know, even the seasons. But things are going wrong. We need to sit down and talk, because if we don't fix this soon,
say the sun is going down.
You're gonna look for me and I'll be gone.
The sun is going down on me, baby.
Brother OB Jammin. Welcome, welcome everybody that's out here on Blog Talk Land, Blog Talk Nation. Yes, yes, yes. This is Money Black bringing you Making Words Move. This is a product of WBNN. This is Bet on Black, and I am your host, Money Black. We are on air from Lagos, Nigeria. Call in, please, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ngazi Time Multimedia. We are back once again. I'm here every first Tuesday of the month. This is March 1st, y'all. The beginning. The beginning. Wait a minute, I'm sorry. This is March. Yes, March 1st. I was right. I was right, y'all. March 1st of 2022. This is the 60th day of March. Yes, and this day in history, there's a lot of cool historical things that took place on March 1st, y'all. For real, for real, for real. Like, for those, like, real big in history like myself, March 1st in 1974, seven people, including former Nixon White House aides and President, y'all know what I'm talking about, Mr. Richard Nixon, were all indicted on charges of conspiracy to obstruct justice in connection with the Watergate scandal. Yes. Yes. Also, in 1867, Nebraska became the 37th state as President Andrew Johnson signed the proclamation. And those are real big in music like I am. March 1st, 1973, Pink Floyd, I'm a big fan, The Dark Side of the Moon, was released. So a lot of cool things happened in or on March 1st. And today, y'all, I got something on my heart I want to discuss, and I hope that you all call in and give me your perspective. I just want to just pick your brain about it. The one that got away, we all have those situations. You fall in love with somebody, or somebody may have fallen in love with you. You may be the one that got away, but that's that one. Something didn't go right. Something didn't gel right. Something happened. You didn't get that one. That one true love that somehow got away. Or was it meant to be if they got away? Give me your thoughts. Please tell me your thoughts. I want to know what you think about that. And if you got a poem, please call in. Share some poetry today. Speaking of poems, you know your boy got you. I got you. I got some gems for your soul, your mind, your body. I got it all right here. I'm going to share a couple of pieces with y'all today. And, of course, we have the internationally award-winning DJ, music guru, my brother, Brother O, is going to provide you with some tracks tonight. And he be jamming. I promise you, he be jamming. So without further ado, I'm going to share some poems. And maybe later on I can see if I can come up with some situations where I had one that got away. I don't know. But it's on my heart. Y'all tell me what you think. This poem I'm going to share is called I May Not Be Your Favorite Poet. I may not be the best poet in your opinion. And my poems may not be filled with enough metaphors and poetic devices to be considered one of the nicest poets in anyone's top 10 list. But I promise you that within my slim frame is a heart filled with pain, a broken soul, and a hard head filled with I would not quit to transform tragedy into triumph. I come with enough grind that I outshine your pen game. I'll be 2 Chainz to your Jada Kiss. I may not have bars that recite a room filled with poets, but I got enough savvy to speak to those in the trap, in the hood, the trailer park, those down looking to get up. So this is not an all about me poem. This is how people can relate to me, poem. I speak to those who may like what you're talking about, but don't quite understand what you're talking about. And that's not me dumbing down. This is uplift. This is, I care about my people. This is me telling my story and not care about how you think I should tell my story. This is freedom. This is me not apologizing for being me. This is me just writing my feelings. This is my rant poem. Well, actually, a poem that I took time to write. So this is my took time to write rant, not apologize for me being me and my feelings being free poem. This is my magnum opus. This is my whatever that thing called when you're trying to get your PhD. Oh, dissertation, yeah, that part poem. My finally got this off my chest poem. This is me getting these boulders off my shoulders so when they fall to the ground and crumble, all those got something sick to say can kick rocks. I mean, like barefooted kick rocks with no toenails and something in you won't allow you to stop kicking type of kicking rocks. I mean, everyone who's been misjudged, misdiagnosed, or misplaced, but I'm not a poet telling you what you already know. Life is sometimes good, sometimes bad, insert metaphor, and entendres. That's like watching someone drown, and you're describing the water to them. Like, if that is as good as it gets, so I get it. That's why I let y'all know I'm with you. This is me ripping out my heart and still giving hope to those, to the impossible, and don't feel bad. I probably wear this badge of being burdened with glorious purpose. But the hardest choices take the strongest will, and everybody got choices. And what y'all think won't stop us from eating. And y'all cold words won't stop me from heating. I used to let those dragons incinerate my dreams and my soul. I've been burned so many times, I don't know where my scars end and my body begins. And I can't remember what I got there from, but it touched me. That's what I want to do. Touch lives. So I don't need to be your favorite poet. I don't need to be in your top 10 list. Only small things believe that they're the top. Me and my tribe soar on our community of clouds, and don't get it twisted. We all about always growing. Some of y'all think y'all too grown to grow. Some of y'all think by being someone's favorite poet makes you the best poet. Well, I may not be your favorite poet. I may not be the best poet. But I'm the other side of the pillow. You know, cool. You don't think about it until you get tired of the same old, then you finally remember there's a whole other side. Kind of cool. Mind clearing. Right on time. Well, that's me. And I'm cool with that. And that's that piece. That's that piece, y'all. Hope that resonates with you. Hope y'all like that. One more. We're going to bring some music back. But my brother. Oh! This piece right here, I wrote, and I know in June is National Gun Violence Month for those who lost people, no matter who it be, through gun violence. And I had a cousin I was really, really close to growing up. And we became adults, and of course, we lost connection. You know, you have that cousin you're really close to, your best friend you're really close to, and somehow or another you lost connection while you're growing, trying to find your way in your journey. And I would always run into him and tell him, I'm like, man, we got to get together. We got to be able to connect again. He's like, yeah, I know. Then next thing you know, I got that call, and I saw in the paper, and he was murdered by a stray bullet, being in the wrong place at the wrong time. And that inspired this poem I'm going to share with you. It's called Butterflies. I do not know whether I was then a man dreaming, I was a butterfly, or whether I am now a butterfly dreaming I am a man. Sun Qi, Chinese philosopher. Butterfly is a Greek word for soul. When I was little, even now, I always thought butterflies were beautiful. The fact that each butterfly is adorned with different colors, wings bright as sun yellow captured on silk to almost midnight caught on satin, flapping like grandma's quilt on clothesline, cautious but carefree, and how they would fly in a zigzag but graceful way, always standing out, but that somehow makes it easy for predators. And on the playground, there's always one kid who finds it fascinating to rip the wings off a butterfly. Butterfly. It's like we are butterflies, beautiful with different colors, spread our wings of being magnificent, longing to be free, but you always find someone on this playground called Earth to rip the wings off of us butterflies. More times often with bullets. Too many click-clacking our existence. Many of us butterflies make attempts to fly to escape, zigzagging to dodge bullets. We become Hussein Bolt for our lives and in a lifetime. Most butterflies flap their wings 5 to 12 times a second. The average bullet travels 2,500 feet per second, around 1,700 miles per hour. Sometimes we don't fly fast enough because there are more than 12,000 murders every year from gun violence. That means it's about 33 people a day murdered by a gun. That's almost two people per hour, daughters and sons. Some will never get old enough to have daughters and sons. These murderers will cocoon their beauty because a butterfly without wings is a caterpillar with freedom and their dreams ripped. Why do we kill our butterflies? Why do we allow our souls to die? Too many loved ones all left to cry, because that what is all that's left is ripped sun and satin, torn midnight. They can never flap freedom again. What would the world be without butterflies? Maybe desolate, maybe abandoned, maybe without color. Gun violence with butterfly affect your future. Each rip of our wings is a ripple. It will pass part of simple, our potential. We must protect our people. Watch those persons in the playground, anxious to put pistols, pull off wings. Be ready to fly. Be ready to soar. You live, you monarch. You zebra swallowtail. You purple emperor. Watch for those with intent to kill in their smile. Fingers reek of pulling things. So you better fly. You flee. Flap to see another day. That's that piece. brought to you by none other than the Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting legend, Brother O. Brother O, we doing it. Ooh, it's something about Anthony Hamilton that takes you back home, take you to church, but it's just out there, man. I love it. I love it. I love it. But thank you, Brother O. Yo, for those who are just tuning in, welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome, yo. This is Moody Black, making words move. This is a product of WBNN. This is Bet on Black, and I'm your host, Moody Black, and we are on air from Lagos, Nigeria. Call in, y'all, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by Ghazi Time Multimedia. I'm very interested in hearing from you all. Tell me a story of the one that got away. We all have to be lost love. We had that one we just thought they were the one. And somehow something we may have done or something they may have done or just time itself may have caused that person to slip through your fingers like the sands of time. And I can't think, I look back. Maybe when I was younger, I may have had somebody just lost, slipped away. I don't know. I've been thinking about that today. And I'm interested in hearing everybody else's story. Please, y'all, be open. Call in, share the story with me. Also, if you got a poem, this is an open mic, got some poems to share. I'm interested in hearing what you have to say. So share your words. And of course, yours truly, I got poems. Poems for days. And I'm here to share with you part of my life, share with you my journey poetically, and hope that you get to know me. And let's have a conversation. Let's talk about some things, y'all. But let me know if you got one that kind of slipped through your fingers. I'm interested. I want to share with you a poem. You know, I don't know if y'all picked up on it. I try to balance that thing, give you something thought-provoking or deep, and I try to get some lighthearted stuff. But I'm going to start pretty heart-wrenching because this is a poem I had to write for my aunt I was really close with. This is kind of a eulogy poem, but I really try to highlight a lot of the good things. A lot of times we lose people, people transcend, and we don't really think about the good things. We just focus on the sadness of having that person transcend, but we have to think about the good memories. And that's why it's so important to give people their flowers while they're here. You know, so if y'all listening, please take heed, give people their flowers. Tell somebody you love them right now. If there's a person you haven't spoken with in a long time, call that person up. Say, hey, I just want to say I love you. Thank you for being a part of my life. This poem is called Aunt Anna. One of my mentors, James Carter, told me, in regards to spending time with the people that you get your wisdom from, it's not about them impressing you. It's about them enjoying you. And when I heard that, I immediately thought of my Aunt Anna. And ever since my adolescent days to her final days, our interactions were always the first sentence to a paragraph, up front. Hence to what the rest of the story is going to be about, to the point by pointing you in the right direction, a haiku, you know, those short poems that put deep meanings in a few lines. When we saw each other, our eyes became 50-cent pieces, wide and shining. Our hugs were catch-up conversations, moments for our souls to connect. With that touch, you can tell whether or not you're doing well. Like, Junior, you doing all right? Or Junior, you doing all right? Or she would say in a joking way, is your nose clean? But what that means is, are you doing everything you're supposed to do for yourself? There was so much wealth in her warmth. Her words were wisdom woven in the spoken form. But it's funny, as you grow older, you try to put pieces together of the person you think you know, the relative that watched you grow. We learn each other's story from what we feel and what family passed down to you when talking at the table, holiday meals, sometimes tabling the discussion to the next family gathering. But I gather as I've grown how human we all are. Most of us judge each other in hopes to escape judgment, sometimes forgetting we all wear different shoes. We all have different views that make us do what we do, but Anna knew. No matter what we go through, we are family. Because when you care, it doesn't call for criticism. We all here in physical form, fragile, forever searching, hardly finding, hoping to forgive our mirror reflections. But when I reflect, I never forget how cool Anna was. Because when I hugged her, all the humanness of her drips on my skin, telling me that we are kin, not just by blood, but by our human experience. No one really dies. If their body suits remain to ash, returns to ash, it's a painful truth, and running from it will only get you to where you're scared to go. Still for a minute. And embrace the darkness in the room. Sunshine of happy memories always be brightest. Make better, make healing, make death not so bad. Because death is only the elevator taking us to the unknown we fear. But it's the attachment that brings forth our tears and tears apart. But you got to allow the happy moments of our existence to keep us together. Departure of our loved ones is a reminder. We just got to love our loved ones while they're here. Just know, and we ain't got to impress each other. Let's just enjoy each other. And that's that piece. Woo, boy, I had to get through that, y'all. I had to get through that. Woo. It took a minute. But it's cool to really become one with your emotions, to really get out those feelings you have when you, you know, especially when you, I don't say lose. We don't even lose no one. They're always with us. But when we go to, you know, those moments when we have people in our lives that transition, you know, it's okay to really get one with that. And I tell you, don't really deal with that, you know, but we have to deal with that. All right, to a lighter note, for those listening, you can't tell I'm country by now. Something wrong with your ears. I'm very, very country in my speech, and I'm fine with that. Now, I could talk job interview. I could do all that. I could talk real fancy. But if you get to know me and be around me long enough, you will hear all that country come out. And it's cool. So this next poem is entitled, I Want to Love You Like a Country Man. So this is all my people who love us country folks. If you don't, you will after this poll. I want to love you like a country man. I want to hang out with you on the front porch with rocking chairs waltzing like wrinkled wood. I would sing you country love songs, 90s R&B songs, hip-hop love sonnets, rub my country bald head, stroke the metal of my beard, and go outside and catch lightning bugs with you. Not fireflies. Lightning bugs that drape the skyline like city lights. But we molasses drip of this country grammar. Our twang pour out like a proper punctuation that flows so perfect from the mouths of our mason jars. I want to stare at the moonbeams from your smile. It's the kind of moonshine I want to drink. So your laughter is my libation. I want to love you like a country man. I want to love you forward, tough, heart running like a Chevy engine. But we can get that. They surely starve in that Cadillac kind of love. Love you like chopping wood, handle you firm, keep you sharp, so when it's time to go deep, we go deep. Like southern roots in the slave-filled soil that extend this country, all over this country, where everyone can see how country they really is. I want to love you like fishing grits, shrimping grits, butter and grits, and I don't like sugar and grits, but you, baby, you could be the sugar in my grits. I want to love you like a country man, like cutting the grass on Saturday mornings. I can be your John Deere to make sure I properly manicure the landscape of our love, all for you, my dear. Love you like all the chores done, and we can finally watch a movie, love. I want to love you like a country man going to church. You on the usher board, yes, I said usher board, so I can love you like Deacon Johnson loves Sister Betty. Love you like pulpit. Love you like count all the money in the back room for the building fund. Love you like watch you sing on the choir. Love you like I want to hug every hallelujah that's in your soul. I want to love you like a country man. Have you kissed my thick country lips, the lips you say you love to hear me say things like Shola is, showing up, bless her heart, and look at here. So look at here. Let me love you like a country man. We be two grasshoppers in lush green meadows, wide as all our doors, looking up at the velvet blanket of vanilla sky till it can't see country black outside, but the neighbors, they can hear us chirping. Grasshopper leg rubbing language. I want to love you like a country man. Just as long as you love me like a country woman, loving her country man, then we can show the world how to be a country. Y'all, next track is brought to you by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcasting legend, Brother O. Sit back, relax. Let's get into it, y'all.
Let me get this out the way, so there ain't no complications later on for us. No, but I know things don't stay the same. People grow and seasons change, but when it comes to love, don't you feel like you ever gotta worry about my feelings changing for you over time? 'Cause when I against us, you won't have to question. The answer is yes. When two or three years from now you start having some doubt about if this love will last, the answer is yes. I'll still think you're beautiful, 'cause I'm more attracted to what's inside of you. You don't have to guess. The answer is yes. 'Cause I love you. All I care about is your happiness. So the answer is yes. People just don't stick around, build you up and let you down. But I'm not one of those. Now I understand that you've been burned. Honesty is what you deserve.
Answer is yes. Yes, 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 y'all. Woo, Brother Obi, doing it, man. I appreciate you. You jamming, bro. You jamming. I got to give you some credit. Got to give you some credit, man. Once again, for those who just got back in, I'm just finally tuning in, welcome, 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 welcome. Yes, we are back. And this is, I'm telling you, we are doing some big things here, but this is the product of the WBEN. This is Bet on Black, and I'm your host, Moody Black. We're on air from Lagos, Nigeria. Call in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by the Ngozi Time Multimedia. Y'all, listen, we have a caller in the queue. Call in the queue. And if you want to come in, y'all, please call in, share your thoughts about the topic of the day, or you want to come and share a poem, that is fine. So we're going to bring in our first caller. Caller 1. You are now in.
Hey, no poems tonight. This is Angela calling from Myrtle Beach, North Carolina. Hey,
South Carolina, the building. Let's go.
I'm enjoying this tonight. I tell you, I needed this break, boy. I tell you, because I've been trying to wrap my head around this election. Where can I, boy? I'm telling you, I'm enjoying this tonight.
I'm so glad.
Yeah, I'm enjoying it.
I'm glad you're enjoying it. Now, I have to ask you.
I needed this. Yes.
I have to ask you, have you ever felt or been in a situation where you have somebody you love and somehow or another, for whatever reason, you lost it. They got away from you. Slipped through your hands. You ever been in that situation? I'm curious. Talk to
brother. I have. But the good thing is I was able to recapture them.
Really?
I tell you. Yes. we dated for about 5 years. We ended up going our separate ways. Both of us ended up married. To different people. And now we are back together. So, yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Sometimes you have to let it go. Have you heard of that phrase? Sometimes you let it go, and if it come back, it was meant to be.
I'm from the country too now,
so I'm country. So that was one of them country sayings that you say, set it free. And if it come back, it was meant to be. So
well,
I had to say,
I've heard that, but that
came
used to
back,
trouble me.
So
but that
it was
used
meant
to trouble
to
me. That used to trouble me, though, because, you know, went through a whole lot of mess for that person to come back sometimes. I don't know, but I feel you. But and your story
well,
is definitely
sometimes
compelling. Beautiful.
It depends on where you are. Neither one of us was ready at the time. We were young. And we both were, I was in college, and remind you, I'm some years older than him. So all that play a part, because you got to think where our minds at, where our mentalities are, what we're trying to do. And I can tell you, minds wouldn't own no relationship, because 559 was my best friend. So,
nah.
Hey, you live, you learn, you grow. You live, you learn, you grow. So. We did that, and now we back together. So it was meant to be.
Okay, so you said you got to go through some things to get yourself where you need to be at. For
you know what? I got to come on. I got to come on right now with Angie.
Talk to me, brother. Oh,
of course.
Talk to me.
Okay, first of all, I know what she's saying. You know, I am a twice divorcee, and I have never twice divorcee, and I divorced the women by the same lawyer. Anybody need a lawyer? His name is Joel Epstein, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. He's great. Anyway, you have to have that wonderful feeling in yourself to grow and find love. And I'm proud of Angela. That's the first time she ever brought up any type of relationship at WBNN in her history since 2020. That's amazing in itself right there. Okay, you know, she'll talk about her personal. Aries don't usually talk about their personal business, so this man must be real special. How about that, Angie? Is he really special to you?
Yes, Warm Off is really special to me.
Wow,
that's beautiful.
Oh, Moody Black, your poetry is brought through some amazing breakthrough like Joel Osteen. I'm gone. Play the next track after her.
Sister, I'm so grateful that you tuned in and for you to share and open up about your experience. Because, you know, sometimes I need some things. I need some wisdom, you know. And just like Brother O, I'm a two-time divorcee. And so love is always a perplexed issue. But to hear that you say, hey, you know what, we have to go through some things. And if it's meant to be, it'll come back.
It's called
boomerang that thing back.
Wait a minute. I'm going to
allowing yourself to heal.
Listen, I'm going to talk. Y'all guys from South Carolina, I'm going to talk to all the folks out there that listen to us from my home state, you know what I mean? Twisted Fingers, W, you know what I'm saying? California. And, you know, a lot of times, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to Compton. But what I'm saying, too, is sometimes you have to have freedom. Freedom to love. Now, with me, the only thing a woman can do for me is share both of our Social Security checks.
I love it. I love it. Hey, but I'm telling you, so I love Cali. Cali showed me so much love. But Cali, y'all country like we are now. This is y'all on a different level. Y'all country too now.
This is true.
What I get.
Yeah, the great migration. The great migration. You know what I'm saying? You know,
shout out to my aunt.
Listen, man, shout out to my aunt, Anna, that came from Mobile, Alabama to Pasadena, California. She was one of the first to move as a black woman in 1919. Same time that a person by the name of Kali Mae Robinson had some kids, and her kids ended up being one of them, being the great Jack Roosevelt Robinson. How about that one?
That's awesome, bro. That's awesome.
We all know who Jackie Robinson is, right? You know what I mean? You know, alma mater, even though, you know, I'm a USC guy, Auntie Thomas Smith, you know, he went to UCLA, so he's an enemy, but, you know, shout out to USC right there. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? Fight on, Trojans.
I hear you.
Oh, man.
That's awesome. Well, I thank y'all for y'all perspective. You know, I've gained some things. That's what it's all about. You live and learn. Thank you, Sister Angela, for coming through.
That's it.
Don't be a stranger.
I won't. I want to tell them about my show. Make sure they tune in.
Yes, please,
March the 9th, I will be live in direct right here, same time, same place, Walking in Purpose with Angela. I just want y'all to remember to say Alexis Ware's name. Bring Alexis home, y'all. Thank you.
Thank you, love. Thank you so much. Y'all, hey, this has been great. Those are tuning in, y'all, please. Share your story. Share your story or share a poem. We're grateful to have you. We're grateful you have you. All right, so we're going to bring another track by the International Internet Radio Hall of Famer. You heard his voice. You've been hearing the music. Broadcast legend, Brother O. Y'all, please show some love and sit back and relax.
We Just picture what we might lose.
Yes, yes. Brother always doing it. Just got through playing some Bilal. If y'all ain't been on Bilal, man, y'all need to step y'all in the old soul up. Get some Bilal in your life. For those just tuning in, welcome, welcome, y'all. This is a product of the WBEN. This is Bet on Black, and I'm your host, Moody Black. We're making words move here every time I'm here. We are on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Call in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. Brought to you by the Ngozi Time Multimedia. Y'all, y'all was here a while ago. You heard the wise words of the Honorable Angela Thomas Smith. And she has a show here right here on this station, March 9th, 28 at 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. And she offers some wisdom. Our topic today, and please feel free to chime in. Give me your opinion. The topic is the one that got away. Please, we're interested in hearing your stories about anybody you had love or had relations with. And I'm talking about the mature relations. Well, y'all get y'all mind out together. And they got away some kind of way or another. They slipped through your hands. Something happened where it just didn't fall through. But I love the Honorable Angela Thomas Smith story, how the one got away, she ended up getting back. And she said an old saying that if it's meant to be, you know, they'll come back to you. You got to let them go. You got to let them go. Set them free. And they'll come back to you. So that's really, really beautiful. All right. We have another caller in the queue. So we're going to break up our caller. Caller two, you are in the queue. Talk to us.
Oh, you know Moody Black.
That's the man right there.
You know, this is Mr. Boston in the building tonight.
Yes, Mr. Boston,
you know,
in the building.
Hey, I was on the freeway coming in from work, and I got this message that said, Moody Black is bumping tonight over here. So you know what I'm saying. I was asked to see if I could make my way to this entrenchment here on ONE.
I love it.
You know what I'm saying? The Ngozi Show.
Yes, sir.
So I had to come over here and get in the trenches too. You know what I'm saying? So I'm in the trenches over here, you know. you know, tomorrow night, you know, is my show. So, you know, I got a monster coming tomorrow night, boy. Woo wee!
Uh oh.
Yeah.
I'm about to take it out. You know I love coming on the show, bro.
Yeah. So, you know, come on over. Y'all listen up very carefully. Y'all got to come on over here to the Boston Chronicles tomorrow night, 6:30 Pacific Standard Time and 9:30 Eastern Standard Time, called I Got a Brother Coming. Woo wee! Just gonna teach y'all something, because y'all got to have open ears to catch what he gonna tell y'all tomorrow night. So to tell you the truth, tomorrow night ain't about me. I'm gonna sit down in the back room and just adjust and let this man do his thing tomorrow night. But in the meantime and in between time, you know what I'm saying, Mr. Boss is here in the building. You know what I'm saying. So
yes, sir.
What's up?
Man, I'm glad you made it through, man. I know you said you was trying, but you made it through, family. Let me ask you a question, bro. I'm asking everybody this question tonight, man. Have you ever been in a situation where you had someone you love, but somehow or another it didn't work out, the good one got away? I mean, just touch on that. Have you ever had a situation where you had to, you know, had let it go, and you look back like, man, that's the one that got away. I wish I could fix that. I wish it could be different. Tell us a story if you had anything like that. Talk to us.
Man, you know, no, I can't say that I have. You know what I'm saying? Because I live life on a certain type of plateau. You know, and if things ain't working for me, I'm leaving. And I'm walking out that door and close that door. You know what I'm saying? I don't let situations happen. You know what I'm saying? I see a situation coming. I address the situation. You know what I'm saying? And if it's not going to work out, I walk on out the door, man. You know what I'm saying? You know.
But what if it's like something happened on their end? What if it's like you it's right there, you really wanted it, but something happened and it just didn't work out, man? To the one that got away. You never had that situation.
I'm going to say that if I go after something, I'm going to get it. And when I'm through with it, I'm done with it. You know what I'm saying? I go after it. I get it. And I'm relentless. I'm relentless in my pursuit, because that's what we are men. We are hunters. We are hunters by birth. You know what I'm saying? So you go and you hunt. You know, you go and you hunt and you get your prey. You know, and you decide whether you're going to kill the prey, keep the prey, or you raise the prey. And or you can do all three and bundle it all up together. But so I'm a hunter. I'm a king. So I'm a hunter. And when the prey don't want to act right, I kill it off. You know what I'm saying? And I just put it in the fire and let it burn. That's the reality of it.
I got you, though. I got what you're saying. Yeah. I appreciate that perspective, my brother. And I appreciate you coming through. I know you've been trying to get through. I definitely appreciate it. Y'all make sure y'all check out Mr. Boston. Y'all, his show is tomorrow, 6:30 Pacific time, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. Definitely check him out. You got the golden voice.
Yeah,
I love it.
I got something on my mind to say, though. I got a piece of poem I want to do.
Let's go.
I got a piece of poem. Okay.
Let's go. Y'all listen
up. This is gonna cover some of what of that question that you just asked me.
All right.
If you pay attention, you'll get it.
Let's go.
You may not be able to grasp all of his aspects, but notice what's in his presence. And you may not understand what I tell you. As I tell you, whomever is able to grasp me may grasp me boldly. And I will be soft as silk to your hands and not in the least hurt you. But I move so many places within me, I become September of lifetime. So many lifetime exists within me, I've come to call another place home. I'm in my own skin, a collective journey. Sounds and sights flow through me without resistance and interactions. We're easy and loving. Concentration combines the delicacy of vibrational attention. So powerful is the spirit within. This is his art of those who aspire to serve the spirit. My humility is my human quality. Could not be confused with being removed, neither detached. If you accept this, you cannot attribute to the gods anything that is contrary to my awareness. Like a zoom lens, notice what is in his presence. At times aware of his spacious distance, I sense your touch. I see in your life clearly. Moment to moment, my thoughts like my mind, accompanied by a deeper sense of stillness as an exquisite supple poise. I become feet first in the strongest expansion of mind as grace lets me sense the truth in the rivers of my energy. And the change that I am, to flee from the very energy you long for, let go. Let it all go and flow with grace that washes the mountains and rivers. I am no longer young. I'm still half perfect. Let me keep my mind on what matters. My mind has come from the turbulent, muddy waters of life. Each time, an enticing image of interesting memory afloat by swimming towards enticing little caves that are all connected. I no longer become entangled, letting the waves pass by. I can make no predictions concerning an individual aspect. I just determined the silk. The particle actually passes. The wave function collapses and is no longer in coming back again the quite collective way that best fit my temperament to discover morning supported the silent aspect of my inner life like a flower when nourished can grow. It can grow in the mystery of his awareness. It is an awareness that is not separated from you. Therefore, I can touch your God, that whatever it is, what seed will I continuously plant there? It is to the spirit what sleep is to the body, nourishment and refreshment. We are each a unique blossom of a mystery that we all come from, to whom will the mystery which lies in life and manifests itself in every mind. The mystery is in his awareness. Life is a setup so to each of us can actually see ourselves, the truth of ourselves. Then the natural splendor of the world soon manifests itself, realizing and expanding your inner beauty in every direction. This is a fill-in-the-blank reality
My mind quiets down and my consciousness opens to expand dimensions.
Because there's mystery in Mr. Boston's awareness. And that's Mr. Boston from O-N-E all day. In peace.
Let's go, y'all. Please tune in to this brother's show. He's incredible, man. Thank you for coming through, my brother. Thank you for sharing your wisdom your poetry. You're awesome, man. We're going to holler at you tomorrow. Thank you so much.
Those out there listening. I try to teach. I just try to teach, man. I just try to teach and infuse.
And you're doing it, my brother. You're doing it. Man, thank you so much. Yes. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Man, thanks. Y'all, that's Mr. Boston, y'all. Tune in tomorrow. Check out his show, 6:30 Pacific time, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time. Yo, if y'all been jamming with us, well, we got some more. The next track is brought to you by International Internet Radio Hall of Fame broadcaster legend, Brother O. Y'all, sit back, relax. Let's get it.
I think I got Moody Black in the spirit.
Man, what? What, bro? You got me bobbing my head over here, bro. You got me bobbing my head over here, bro. I'm loving it, man.
Listen, we got a lot of callers, man. We got a lot of calls. I'm bringing these callers in right now. Caller, you better have a feast. You're right now with Moody Black. You better bet on Black at WBNS.
I know that's right. Caller 3, you in the queue. Talk to us.
Hello?
I know that voice.
Hi. Yeah, I'm
hey there, how are you?
I didn't know when I'm coming on.
It's all good.
Like, unmute. I was like, oh, okay. I think that was talking to me.
That is you. That is definitely you. Well, listen, I already know you're going to bring some heat with the poetry, so I'm asking everyone this question, and I'm curious to know, have you ever been in a situation where you had someone that just got away, that wanted to slip through your fingers and it just didn't work out for whatever reason? Can you elaborate on that? We'd love to have your perspective.
No, I wouldn't say that anyone has slipped through my fingers that I wanted to be in a relationship with.
Okay, I respect that. They didn't slip, you got them. You had a hold to them.
the key word, and I think for me, I'm not someone who jumps into like relationships like that. So, wasn't a whole lot of people to like, put those fingers.
I definitely get it. Now I know you about to blaze us with some of your words. Y'all have not heard. This is Kendra, Miss Kendra, aka My King Michelle, poet extraordinaire. So I know you got some treats for us. So let's hear it.
Okay, I will share this this piece. It's still in process, but I just wanted to kind of come and share it. So.
All right, so let's get it.
Okay. Black love be like the moon leading the darkness, seen in twinkles of light, like beam me up, Scotty, and body, floating like out of body experience. We be like example of woman, God, and man, formed in beauty like granules of black sand. We be beaches, graced by colored toes meeting the witness of vast blue. We be heaven in view, singing melodies anew in rhythmic tune. Black love is naked, bared in intimacy. Into me see, touch, feel my flow of lava released as an erupting volcano. We explode fumes of fire. We be desire, inspiring reality to live out every blessing, manifesting affirmations, dreams. We be life, living every moment graced in vulnerability, seeing our futures vast, setting it off like gaps, shooting bursts of glances, slaying chances. We be success, we be royalty, we be king and we be queen, we be like God as we be black in love.
And that piece be beautiful. I love that.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming up, sharing. Thank you for expressing your views. Thank you for the poem.
You know I gotta go there, right? Kendra, where are you from?
South Carolina.
Yeah, bro.
All right. I love it. Let me tell you something. She has European vibes. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? I know, you know, European vibes right there. So when she came on, you know, Kendra, we love you right here at WBNN. Oh, yeah.
Thank you. Okay, so you say I sound European.
Yes, indeed, when you first came on. So, but it's wonderful.
Oh,
it's wonderful.
You have your,
listen now, ready for this? Moody Black, a lot of times people are our age, we got so much swag. We can do anything we want to, man. You talk to old ass me, man. I'm the greatest.
Right.
Hey, Kendra, you know I'm the greatest ever did it, man, in music, man, and with Moody Black right here, one of the greatest. You talk about a international, not only a national poet, has won many awards. He's right here on the O&E dynasty. Kendra, we love you.
We love you, honey.
I love you all, too. Thank you for having me.
You take care, love. Thanks for coming through.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right, we got another call in the queue. Caller 4, You are live here with Moody Black, Brother O. Talk to us.
Hey, Moody Black, it's Jerry Petito, sweetie. How are you?
Jerry, what's happening? How are you?
Listen, I can't do a piece for you because my voice is really messed up today. But I still wanted to call in and say hello to you. But I
Thank
do want to answer your question. Your question hit home for me. So
okay.
There was someone that slipped through my fingers since seventh grade. I was very in love with this young boy. His name was Dennis, and he was in love with me and was too shy and couldn't tell me his feelings. So he wrote a note, "Will you be my girlfriend?" and had his best friend hand it to me. I said yes, but he never talked to me again. He would run in the hallway, kiss my cheek, and run away. So long story short, even as an adult, he moved away, came back to town. One day I saw him on the road, stopped, and he said, "I can't look at you. I'm sorry. I love you," and got in his car and left.
Wow.
Now, all these years later, about 14 years ago, I get a call from his best friend. He said, "Dennis is back in town, and he wants to see you." So he came to see me, and he changed his life for me. He stopped drinking, gave his life to God, became a vegan with me,
wow.
blah, 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 blah. So we were together for 3 years, and he died.
Oh, no.
And he died of they said he was born with an aneurysm in his heart, and there was no saving him. So the reason I'm sharing this with you is I said to God, my pastor came, had to talk to him. I said, "Why did God put him in my life to take him away? You know, he was not in my life my whole life. You know, what happened there?" And he said, "Because it was, he needed you to pray with him. You were the one he trusted to accept Jesus." And then his sister called me and she said, "Jerry, my brother's kids did not have to bury an alcoholic. He was such a great father the last few 4 years of their lives." And I accepted it then and said, "Thank you, God." So I'm sharing that to say that things happen for a reason. And when God opens a door or closes it, now I never question it.
Wow. That's a very beautiful and compelling story. Wow.
So,
but it came with so much purpose, though.
Yes.
It gave me a whole different angle to it. Wow.
And I accept it now.
Thank you for sharing that. Thank you so much.
I love you.
Wow.
You're doing an amazing job, man.
Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for coming through and always showing love. I really appreciate you.
I appreciate you too, sweetheart.
Oh, wow. Well, you get some rest. Get that throat together. And definitely,
thank you, sweetie.
Stay in touch. Thank you, love. Yo, that just really, and I hope that those who are listening, that, man, you can really reflect and think about moments in your life where people have come through and how they've touched you, but more importantly, how you may have touched their lives and the purpose you have or the role you play in their lives, you know. And it's so important that we recognize that and give people their flowers while they're here, you know. But, yeah, just, wow, thank y'all for all those who came and shared your story. That means so much to me. It really does. All right, let's keep it moving, y'all. Those who just tuning in, yo, thank y'all for being here. We love it. We appreciate you. And, yeah, this is a product of the WBNN. This is Bet on Black, and I'm your host, Moody Black, on air from Lagos, Nigeria. Those who are listening, hey, make sure you call in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. This is brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. We have another caller in the queue. Caller 5, talk to us.
All right, caller 5, you're on the air. All right.
Caller 5, talk to us.
We're going to put caller 5 in the ice. Caller 6, you're on the line right now with Moody Black. Let's get it in where we fit in, WBNN.
Caller 6. Caller 6.
I'm sorry, is that me?
Yes, that's you.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I didn't know what just happened. I didn't know if somebody else put this on.
I know that voice too.
Hi.
I know that voice.
Hello, hello.
Hey, love.
Hi.
How you doing? We have Son the Poet.
Yes, yes, this is she.
How are you, young lady? Hey, all my people from South Carolina in here. They're in the queue right now.
This is really dope.
So
it's really nice to be here.
Let me ask you this question. So I'm asking everybody, I got to give you your perspective. I'm asking everybody this question that called in tonight. Have you ever had that one that got away, that slipped through your fingers? You know, explain what happened or how that happened. And share your story with us.
So I'm a firm believer that everything happens for a reason.
Everything happens for a reason?
Right. So I guess for me it's like they were the ones and would they actually slip away? You know, who really knows? I think that
if they were the one, would they actually slip away? I like that.
Right. So for me it's mainly trying to see, you know, the larger picture, right? Like everything happens for a reason. What piece does this puzzle, or which piece, where does this fall in the puzzle, just piece? And so I will say, yes, there was a situation where I came pretty close, you know, to feeling like, yeah, that's the one that got away. And it was, you know, just different spiritual directions. They just weren't aligned. And so it just didn't work that way. But I like to see things as, you know, everything happens, everything has its place, everything has a purpose. So,
okay.
Yeah, that's my take on that. So,
I like that everything has its purpose. It's meant to be, meant to, okay.
Yeah, for sure, for sure. I do have a piece to share with y'all. It's called Heartbreak. Everyone's been doing like all these nice poems, but it's, I guess it's a poem that was inspired by breaking up with someone that, you know, I guess if it weren't that the one slipped away, then this would be a poem to talk about it, right?
Okay. We're here for it.
All right. And she watched as the earth crumbled beneath her. She wondered, what does it sound like when a heart breaks? Does it sound like unkept promises? Regret? Does it sound like disappointments, neglect? Does it sound like unanswered questions? Does it sound like repetition on deaf ears? Does it sound like knowing that there are so many years you never make it? Does it sound like a cruel joke being told about you seconds before you're entering the room? Does it sound like the feeling of emptiness, although the love is still full? Does it sound like temperature checks every time it's just you two to make sure that you're still cool? Does it sound like failure? Does it sound like the years that you'll never get together? Does it sound like a best friend gone missing? Like a ghost limb breaking until a million pieces that not even faith could congeal back together? Does it sound like hope? Escaping dreams? Does it sound like a void unfillable? Does it sound like sadness? Like empty, deep sadness, shallow with depth? Does it sound like melodicless music? Does it sound like your favorite fairy tale having a not-so-favorite ending? Does it sound colorless, dull? Does it sound broken, like broken, broken? Like shake the toys and hear the pieces rattle broken? Does it sound like mine? Does it sound like time lapse still? Like rusted iron love spilled? Does it sound like a missed chance? You know, I never heard my heart dance until it stopped, until I realized it believed it was unfixable. And that's that piece.
Oh my God, that was beautiful, son. Especially that last line. Ooh, thank you for calling in. Thank you for sharing that piece. Thank you for your perspective. I've really been enjoying hearing everyone's different viewpoint on the topic of discussion tonight. Thank you for coming through. Stick around if you can. Okay. All right.
All right. We got a lot of callers on these lines tonight. And I appreciate
it.
You know, I'll tell you, being there, man. We so great, man. Oh my God, let me kiss myself. Oh, we so great. Ain't no network like us. Oh Lord, bring on the next caller, y'all. Oh my God.
Caller 7, let's hear it. Caller 7 in the queue. Let's talk to us.
Hey, caller number 7. That's a sign of completeness, isn't it?
Oh, word. Caller
number 7. Number
yes,
7?
It is.
It's a sign of completeness.
Yes, it is. My favorite number. One of my favorite numbers.
Well, mine is 9, actually, but that's all right, Sam. Hey, you know, I'm enjoying your show. In case you don't get the tone of the voice, my tribal name is Huni Bakatun. My pen and stage name is the Magic Man Haru. Okay, I'm the host
Magic
of Man. Where You. Yes, the Magic Man is in the building. Hey, and it's spelled with a J, not a G. And a
okay.
K, not a C.
I love it. I love it.
Right. God, I don't want people to think Magic Man is going to pull a rabbit out of a hat or anything like that, man. But anyway, man, I enjoy your poetry, man. Bet on Black. Hey, can I bet on Black?
Yes, sir.
All right. Now, to answer your question.
Yeah, I was about to ask. I'm about to ask it.
Being that this is my 9th and final visit here, you know, it's really, really hard to find. Trust me. I only found it one time, and that was at the very, very beginning. But that was, you know, 8 lifetimes previously. So I have yet to really, really see that. And the best way I can explain it to you is that's a difference. You know, you got some people who are soulmates. You got twin flames. You understand? And then you got kindred spirits. And each of us who incarnate to this side, and many people that we meet, you're either going to meet a kindred spirit, a twin flame, or a soulmate. And it's rarely Ooh. That you meet all three at the same time. You feel me? So the best way I can describe to you, man, I think there was a song that was done by the Gap Band that was called Yearning for Your Love. If you listen
yes.
and actually read to the lyrics of that song, then that actually describes what a soulmate is. You know, and a lot of people have yet to really meet their soulmate. A lot of times they meet people who are similar. That's why we find similar people that's very, very attractive to each other. And they can be either kindred spirits, you know, people that you vibe with, you know, people that you meet momentarily. Some people you meet for a reason or a season, and other people you meet for a lifetime. But here's the crux. Some people you meet for many different lifetimes. That's something to think about. Hey,
man, I'm serious. I'm taking notes. I'm literally writing what you say down.
Yes, indeed. Hey, the good thing about it, we're in the digital age, man, so it's archived. Some people are going to catch it live, and other people catch it when it's archived. But I definitely wanted to drop those jewels, man. And again, I'm the Magic Man Haru, but I got some good news for you. You ready? Can you hear me?
Talk to me. I'm listening.
Congratulations, Moody Black, on your WBNN all-time connection record with your 2nd all-time and your 2nd consecutive with the Darlene Lawrence Championship.
Wow. Thank you. Man, y'all try to make a brother cry. Don't do that. Don't make me cry on the Blog Talk Radio.
Hey,
don't do that to me.
You're bringing it, man, and that, you know, it's well-deserved. That's what I love about spoken word. And what can you say about the Hall of Fame 2 times, soon to be 4 times? You know, he's getting in too, man.
See, he's starting this mess. He's starting this mess. See, he's starting this mess. Don't mention me on this radio. It's all about Moody Black, Moody Bakatun. Man, you're in the academy, man. You know, yeah, man, you're older than me. You should know better.
Hey, Moody Black, check this out. Check this out. What you are doing tonight with your poetry is like a well-baked homemade cake. I ain't talking about Pillsbury, Better Crockery, none of that, right? You are constructing a well-made homemade cake. But what cake would it be without the icing and the cherry on top, right?
Right.
What you're doing, but the Hall of Fame 2 times putting that icing and cherry on the top, as he always does.
He's doing it.
You know, Huni, get off the air. I know the sad Huni back too. Get off the air, Huni. Listen, now he's talking about me. This young man, you know, about to turn double nickels this year, me turning 5'2". Moody Black is so important that we talk about him and bring on the next caller. You know, Huni Bakatun has been with this network almost 5 years, right? And he deserves what he's achieved. Moody Black, this man is going as a broadcasting lifetime achiever. And so the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame. He's already been enshrined in 2020. And
wow.
It's not about me. It's about, you know, without you guys, I'm not in the Hall of Fame. at all, you know, last year, you know, having my installation service. But in June, Huni and I will have our installation service together. And I cannot wait for it, man. Huni Bakatun, man, I love you. Nothing you can do about it.
Love you. I love it, man. Congrats to you, brother. Congrats.
Thank you,
to both of y'all.
Thank you. Hey, it's been 36 years of Operation Nighthawk and Operation Takeover, man. It's great to finally see that people are finally getting it after so many years, you know. So anyway, I'm going to put it on pause and listen to the rest of the show, fam.
All right.
Man, thanks for tuning in. Well, thanks for coming through. We appreciate it.
Moody Black, man, you about to have someone that is also known on this network, the Deputy Commissioner underneath our reigning commissioner, Emily Dawn Starks. This young lady is ecstatically great. You know what I mean? You're talking about the Rookie of the Year, the Sonya Griffin Award-winning Linear New Host of the Year, Outstanding News Anchor, and investigate it before I think. Chinchilla Jay!
Let's go.
Chinchilla Jay! What's up, y'all? My voice is a little hoarse today. How are you, Moody Black? I'm enjoying your show.
I'm great. Thank you for coming through.
Sure. Now, my voice is really hoarse today because today was a horrible day. We have been trying to preserve a piece of land in Point Breeze in South Philadelphia where we hold our Beer Voice rallies. So, anyway, I wrote a poem just now when I was listening to your show. I jotted down a poem to tell y'all about this day that we just experienced. Okay, so here it goes. Today was a sad day in Point Breeze. I see why our ancestors spent so much time on bended knees. Why can't blacks have each other's backs? Until united we stand, divided we fall. This is a clarion call to all. Gentrification is removing a piece of black history. And it's no mystery of how this came about. A black politician named Councilman Kenyatta Johnson sold us out. There's no time to sit around, no time to pout, because it's time to put those boots on the ground and fight for what is right. Pennsylvania historical exoneree and I sat on that stage today from 9 to 5 and broadcasted the whole thing live on Facebook Live. Make the choice and be a voice. Take a stand to help us preserve and protect this piece of black history land, the land where we hold our criminal justice reborn rallies, fighting to free the wrongfully incarcerated, to help our people become liberated. It's time to stand up, take your place, protect your race. It's a damn disgrace. Stand up. Yeah. And, you know, this is so ridiculous. And that last verse, the stand up part, protect your race, that's a verse from Pennsylvania Historical Exoneree's song that he wrote called Stand Up. And so this is what happened today. And it's so sad that our people don't come together and fight for things that are special and important, like preserving that land, like, you know, Vincent and his brothers and his musician friends built that stage back there. And we sat on that stage and the bulldozers came. They were digging up the ground and we sat on that stage and we did not move. We stood our ground. We told them, no, we're not moving. We're sitting right here. You're not going to crack up this stage. Not today. And we meant it. And we stayed there all day until they left. So what I am asking for people that live in Philadelphia and you're listening tonight, please come out and help us fight tomorrow from 8 o'clock. You can come out, stay for an hour. Come out 9 o'clock, stay for an hour. Come out, stay as long as you can. But please come out so when they start that digging again, you all can sit on that stage with us so they will not touch that stage because that is an historical piece of ground back there. And they can't touch it. We don't want them to take it up. And it's like, you know, blacks, they don't come together. And it's such a sad thing, Brother Moody Black. It's so sad. You know, we can't come together and fight to keep what's ours. We allow the other counterparts to take everything away from us. And gentrification is already doing this to our communities. And for this to happen now with the developer wanting to build 57 units, a five-story apartment monstrosity back there, and the community to allow it to happen, and this councilman, Kenyatta Johnson, to allow it to happen when he could have stopped it. And it's such a sad situation. So that's why it's such a sad day in Point Breeze. So come out, y'all, tomorrow and help us, please. 1622-40 Point Breeze Avenue in South Philadelphia. We will be on the green stage. Come out and take your place. Protect your race. It's a damn disgrace if you don't. Yeah, so that's my spill, Brother Moody Black.
No, thanks for sharing. Y'all, those listening, y'all please go out and support down in Philadelphia. Y'all make sure y'all support. We gotta take care of each other. We gotta protect what's ours. We got to do that. And I appreciate you coming and sharing that, sister. We appreciate the wisdom. We appreciate the knowledge. Thank you so much. We appreciate you.
You're welcome. And keep continuing doing what you do. Enjoying your poetry.
All right. Thank you, love. Thank you so much. Yo, this has been an eventful and very, like, inspirational evening. And I've gained so much knowledge and wisdom from everybody sharing their perspective on the topic of discussion tonight. The one that got away. You know, and I've learned some things, and that's what it's supposed to be about, y'all. We're never too old or too young to learn and gain that wisdom, y'all. Yo, those who just tuned in, thank y'all for coming in here, y'all. Thank y'all for just being here, being present. This is a product of WBNN. This is Bet on Black, and I'm your host, Moody Black, on air now. Lagos, Nigeria, 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. This is brought to you by the Ngozi Time Multimedia. This next track is by International Internet Radio Hall of Famer, broadcasting legend, my man, Brother O.
I love you,
and I'm expecting it all.
Yes, that was Dwale. Brother O, you doing it. You doing it, bro. You jamming tonight. For those tuning in, this is a product of WBNN. This is Bet on Black. And I'm your host, Moody Black. We're making words move here tonight. Our topic of discussion is the one that got away. And you are on air. We are on air. We are together on air now from Lagos, Nigeria. Call in 516-453-9133. Press 1 to join the conversation. This is brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Yo, my God, tonight has been incredible. We have another caller in the queue, caller 9. You are in the queue. Talk to us so let's know what's going on.
Hey, Moody Black. This is Lady of Love, a.k.a. Lois Shaw. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great. It's so good to hear your voice. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm good. I'm getting sleepy, but, you know, I'm here for you, supporting you, being that I'm one of the interns on O-N-E. New intern, you know. But
yes,
I'm having an awesome time listening to you. I've had to come in and out a few times, and I thought I was going to miss you, but I'm here.
And I'm glad. I'm glad you're here. Definitely would love to get your get some final thoughts from you on our topic of discussion, which is the one that got away. Have you ever experienced that situation where you thought you found that love, but somehow or another they slipped through the cracks, slipped through your fingers, and it just didn't work for whatever reason? I'd love to hear your viewpoint on that.
Does death count?
I mean, yeah. I mean, however it comes to you, we just want to hear your perspective.
Yes, one did get away, you know, but it wasn't that I got rid of them or they left me. What happened is they passed away. But the fortunate thing about it is that I found a new friendship, relationship that it kind of had me, you know, letting it go that we had to go to sleep because there is no, you cannot leave here without completing your work, whatever you were sent here to do. You have to complete it. And that's what I gave, you know, my reasoning to, so that I could accept the fact that he left, you know. But I realized that he didn't leave without his work being undone. So, one got away, but it was it wasn't because of something that I did or, you know, something that didn't work out. It was working pretty good.
Thank you for sharing that. Wow. That's deep. We have quite a few stories that were similar to that. But, wow. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing
that. I heard from Jerry. Was it Jerry?
Yeah, hers.
Yeah, that goes way back into your childhood. That's an amazing one, you know.
Yeah.
I wasn't a child when I met him, but I was kind of young. I was still a teeny bopper, you know, and I really wish sometimes that he was still here. Things would be a little different for me. You know?
I can imagine. Well, thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing that. Any final thoughts, anything you want to say before we get out of here?
Well, I'm happy to be a part of this family. And
yes.
So many different poets coming up, and I'm finding out that they're connected also, which makes it a comfortable situation. It makes it to home. You know, the old folks just said, just act to home, you know. So I'm looking forward to great things being with O-N-E. W, now forgive me if I messed it up, WB and Network.
Yes.
Stationed in Lagos, Nigeria.
Right. You got it?
I got it.
You got it.
Yeah.
Well, hey, good luck on your journey, being a part of the family. I'm quite sure you're going to do well. And they take good care of you. Brother O, he makes sure everything's straight. So you're in good hands. And thank you for coming to support tonight.
He better.
Oh, he's here.
I'll be praying for him. He doesn't know. This is something else he don't know about me. I'm going to whisper it in your ear. Don't you tell nobody, okay?
Okay, go tell nobody.
I'm an ordained minister, and I'm an ordained chaplain. Ooh. So I'll be praying for him.
Pray for me, too. This is about for me.
I'll pray for you, too. Absolutely. Absolutely. For the entire family. You know, this is, I was telling someone that this network is a network of style and grace, you know? Style and grace. Yeah.
Well, thank you so much, sister, for coming through. We definitely appreciate it. And, hey, keep shining. Keep going. Keep doing your thing. We appreciate you. All right, yo, hey, as far as my final thoughts, I'm looking back like, wow, I've gained so much perspective and wisdom from everyone sharing this story. And I want to thank everybody for doing that. I don't know. I can't really say I've been in a situation where that I can think of. Now, I know I done messed up a lot, so I let a lot of good ones slip away. But I don't know if it's that one. I don't know. I'm still trying to marinate and see how that thing is. And I'm trying to grasp my mind around this relationship stuff. You know, you go through a season when you really break it down yourself and reflecting and trying to analyze where you are, where you've been, and what things you're doing right or wrong. And I'm at that point, and I'm collecting wisdom along the way. But I want to say thank y'all for tuning in. Once again, y'all, this is part of the BNN Network, Bet on Black, and this is your host, Woody Blackman, making words move. Every time here, once a month, every first Tuesday, you're on air now from Lagos, Nigeria, y'all. Please, y'all know the number, 516-453-9133. You always press 1 to join the conversation. This is brought to you by the Ngozi Time Multimedia, y'all. Yo, it's Ngozi Time. Thank y'all so much. Y'all know what it is. Be loved. Be kind.
Listen. This man came on tonight and shared something that no one else had done at Orny Dynasty, WBNN. He is a two-time divorcee like me.
Yes.
That doesn't mean that we don't love women. You know, I respect matrimony. I did it twice. I'm so free. And I don't have to worry about nobody asking me where I'm going, where you at, No. I do my thing. I'm so gorgeous and handsome. And for all the rest of the world, you know, the world out there and the women, I ain't trying to be committed. So calm down. I'm only committed to WBNN. So we'll put my man on ice for a second. First of all, I'm really thankful for this show tonight. More can I say to my man, Woody Black, my man, my mellow, get on the mic, and he performed that Jello tonight. And tomorrow we have Jeffrey Sanders, also known as Mr. Boston. Woo-wee. Can you believe it? The Boston Chronicles. Whew. But before that, WBNN has advertising through Ngozi Time Multimedia. We're Ngozi Time at Twitter and Instagram, also Pinterest. And on Facebook at Oladele Malewe Ngozi. Any comments, suggestions, or wonderful program tonight? Oladele.com. And I am the 2022 Lifetime Achievement Award elect for the International Internet Radio Hall of Fame. Also, 2019 Disc Jockey Enshrining. 2021 Producing Enshrining. But most importantly, I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Oladele Malewe Ngozi, saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there in Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. And what more can I say tonight that is very, very important? Again, join us and in for tomorrow's programming, the Boston Chronicles, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time on these WBNN stations. And let's end our program tonight with a wonderful and outstanding Moody Blackman. Before I bring him on, this man is consecutive twice, as well as congratulations on his second WBNN all-time connection record. Woo-wee! And I'm going, y'all.
That's what it is. Thank y'all for tuning in. Woo! Much love to everybody. Y'all know what it is. Be love. Be great. Be kind. See you next time.